Hey everybody, this is Sensei Anthony coming to you with another episode of the Karate Chronicles on Thursday, March the 15th. And I want to talk about martial arts as a vehicle for self-inspection. And that may sound weird, but people think about martial arts and they usually think about the things that they can see. The uniform, the kicks, the punches, the throws, whatever the case may be. It's the icing on the martial arts cake, right? I recently had the experience of meeting a child. She wasn't a child in the legal sense. She was 19, but a kid to me. And this poor kid was inflicting harm upon herself. She was a cutter, which means she would cut herself to get past feelings of depression or sadness, whatever. I'm not gonna get into the details of that, nor will I mention her name. But when we spoke, I would ask her questions about herself, and for someone who had such clearly defined pain, she did not seem, from what I could see, to have a clear grasp on why she was hurting emotionally. And that was a really deep thing for me, because usually, or oftentimes, when people experience deep pain or trauma that leads to a certain behavior, they are able to identify that stressor or that trauma or that stimuli or whatever the case, that stimulus, whatever the case may be. And it made me think about the martial arts and how it helped me figure out who and what I am. Now, I have been involved with the martial arts since I was a child. So, I can't separate my way of thinking from my way of thinking as a martial artist. And the fact of the matter is, I have allowed certain people in my life at certain times to totally affect the way I felt about myself. And sometimes you can find yourself in a position where you're looking through life or a situation with what I call a broken lens, which is to say that you get a kind of emotional tunnel vision and you don't see some very clear and obvious things that are right in front of you. So when I think about the martial arts, I think about the fact that it is probably one of the most effective ways to really find out who you are that there is in the world. I've told people the most honest place in the world is in the ring of combat. Because if you've trained, it shows. If you didn't train, it shows. If you are a coward, it shows. It's so revealing. And I'm glad that I have this in my life, because the fact of the matter is, and this may sound kind of odd to some of you, I found myself in a situation where I had to really, really evaluate myself and figure out who I was, even in my 40s. And that was a deep thing for me, because I never thought I'd have that experience at this point in my life. And I am the kind of person that likes to fix any and all situations. And for a person like me, it's very difficult to admit that it's not my fault. I would rather accept the blame myself than acknowledge the fact that somebody else may be at fault or whatever. But I used what I knew about the martial arts and what I know about the martial arts to help me look at the situation objectively, determine my part of it, and then determine the part that had nothing to do with me and wasn't my fault, for lack of a better word. So I am thankful for the martial arts for being my internal microscope, for helping me inspect and identify the truth about who and what I really am. If you guys haven't done so, I highly recommend that you give it a try. Please call in. Check me out at martialartsoakland.com. And by far the most important thing, please be kind to yourselves and each other.
podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.